Hi there, it's week 45 of 52 Weeks of Inspiration. There should be no shame in your game. Here's the thing. I notice sometimes that as parents, we can often go on autopilot, or as friends, or as moms, or as sisters, and XYZ. We tend to go through experiences in our lives, and then what happens is we go through that experience and then we kind of become the know-it-all, if you will, the one who's on the soapbox, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's like people who smoke their entire lives and then they end up with emphysema or COPD, and they're lecturing everybody who smokes and they're saying, don't do this, it's going to be horrible for you and this is what it's going to be like, and I wish I would have listened, and you know, why didn't I listen? Yeah, so I was thinking of this because, first of all, shame is not ever going to work when you're trying to get someone to change, or if you're looking on the outside of someone and you're thinking, yeah, you know, they need to maybe do some things differently in their life. Shaming them or comparing yourself to them of where you are now, it's never going to work. I really struggled as a burnt out mom of four young children that were all a year apart in age. And I was in a very abusive relationship with an alcoholic and a drug addicted first husband. And I was overwhelmed and shut down and suffering with panic and anxiety and really struggling. It just felt like there were never enough hours in the day. And it felt like all my hours in the day, I was in fight or flight mode. I didn't know when he was going to be angry or when he was going to blow up or when things were going to go bad or when I was going to get hit or when he was going to leave me or when he was going to cheat on me. I was just so focused on him, thinking that if I made my marriage good, then we could be good parents together. And so I was always letting, you know, the things that I thought were not very important, such as the laundry and the dishes and those things, fall to the wayside, especially the laundry, because, you know, you could put that stuff in a room and close the door and forget about it. Anyway, my daughter came to me a few weeks ago and she has three young children and said, Mom, listen, you know, Ben's been helping out more at the ranch, so I don't really have a hand at home. And I feel really overwhelmed in my home and my laundry is just like out of control. And I try and go home and I have ADHD and I try and get a handle on this. And I feel overwhelmed. And I said, listen, on this day, on a particular day, we are going to help you. So I arranged on Monday that everybody was, all of her sisters were going to go and help and myself. And I said to the sisters before we left, none of us are going to shame her. No one is going to go in that house and be like, well, you should do this, you shouldn't do that, and you da 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 da. None of us are going to shame her, because none of us have walked in those shoes and know exactly what she's going through. Even though I had laundry, I could have walked in the house and been like, well, you know what? I just had this going on, and if I had left my relationship, and if I had done it like this, and if you do it like this, and this is how, because I can look back on my life and see where my laundry got out of hand and why. I can give her all the advice. Hey, put your kids to bed earlier. Hey, organize it like this. Get color-coded baskets. I could have all that for her. But instead, the biggest thing that I needed to have for her was understanding, was patience and love, but also an understanding that our circumstances are not the same, which means I don't know what it's like to go through breast cancer with three young kids. I don't know what she's still feeling now or how her body is still recovering. Even though she looks healthy, I know that her body has been through the war. I don't know what it feels like to have a husband who works out of town 2 weeks out and 2 weeks in. I don't know what it feels like to have a teenager that's now able to drive, so he's not at home as much to help out as he was before. I don't know what it feels like to go down four flights of stairs to get to the laundry machine and to get to the washing machine. I don't know what it feels like to be going through a custody battle for your stepson. I don't know any of those things. And I wish that someone had walked into my home when I was in my 20s with those kids and just thought, I don't know what she's going through, but I'm here to help. Instead, when help came for me, it came with shame and blame and judgment and rules and ridicule and lectures. So I just think that, you know, maybe there's someone listening to this that if you're helping someone right now, they don't need you to tell them how they can be better financially. They don't need you to tell them how they can sort the laundry better. They don't need you to tell them how they could have avoided the car crash. That information is probably already given to them. They just need you to not shame them and to love them and to support them and to be there for them. That's huge. So this week, no shame in your game, not for yourself and not for anyone else. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.